Good morning, folks. It's Luke Clayton, and welcome to Campfire Talk with Larry Wysoon and myself. Larry and I have been bringing Campfire Talk to you now for over 8 years, and trust me, it's as much fun today as when we first kicked it off. Campfire Talk is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Texas Wildlife Association, Sitemark, maker of the Photon XT and the Photon RT, Kuby Sausage House and Wild Game Processing in Dallas, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge, Larry's TV show, Dallas Safari Club's Trailing the Hunter's Moon, and Striper Express up on Lake Texoma. Well, folks, it is now Campfire Talk time, and Mr. Wysoon is right here with us, as he always is, for the past 9 years, every weekend right here at the campfire. Larry, thank you for being here, buddy.
I've said it so many times. This is the one thing I look forward to every week, Luke. I'm just truly feel special and honored to be on with you, I'll tell you.
Well, we've had a great run on what we're doing here. People, Larry, really enjoy hearing what you're up to, and in my opinion, you know, when you start talking about hunting in Texas, your name is there. They would have had to have lived in a cave all these years not to know about you, Larry.
And oh, my God.
But you, somebody is ready to record some more with us. I hear them beeping in. That's okay. That's kind of the part of this live campfire, Larry. There's no telling what's going to happen when you and I start talking.
You're exactly right.
There's a couple of things I want to talk about that I think would be fun in today's show. And one of them is something that we missed you being on a creek fishing adventure down on the upper end of Lake Fort. We were talking about you, and actually I called you from up there.
I was just going to say, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I got to talking. I said, dadgum, I wish Larry was with us up here. But
I wanted to be there, and then you called me that I really wanted to be there.
I shouldn't, yeah, but it was so much fun. We, our mutual friend Jeff Rice, who Larry has hunted on Jeff's place, he owns a Buck and Bass Ranch, which is on the upper end on a creek, situated adjacent a creek, on the upper end of Lake Fork, a feeder creek. Now, it's not a commercial hunting ranch, but Jeff is like Larry and I. He is, as we say, ate up with the outdoors.
Amen.
I mean, he loves fishing and hunting, and what we did, Larry, I cut, and I think we talked about this, but I cut about six, what you and I call cane poles,
yes, sir.
And I haven't done this. I figured out how long it had been. It had been decades since I did this. But as a boy, it's the way we fished, one of the ways we fished. I cut these cane poles, and I rigged them up with some of the old nylon line, a hook, of cork. We called them corks back in the day. Actually, they're plastic bobbers today, and a weight, and put about 6 foot of line on each one of them, rolled them up real tight, and so we took them down there. I told Jeff, I said, let's do some fishing like I used to do when I was a boy, for catfish mostly. Well, we took these poles, and this creek is adjacent to Jeff's ranch. He has the lease back from the Sabine River Authority. So, you know, he's got access to that, private access to the creek. We put these out, baited them with some cut bait, poked them down in the creek bank, and you know, fishing primarily for catfish. And then these guys, we had my nephew was there, Phil Zimmerman was there. We had about five guys total. Seth Vanover, we had a couple of heavy hitter crappie guides there too. My nephew guided for crappie for 25 years, and then Seth is still a very active guide there on Lake of the Pines and Fork. So anyway, we started tossing little soft plastics, catching big sand bass. You wouldn't believe the big sand bass, Larry.
Really?
Yeah. And the females were up in there, caught some two-pounders, which is a pretty good-sized sand bass.
Yeah. That's big sand bass.
Uh-huh. And crappie, caught not a lot of crappie, but some big ones. And then it's a ton of yellow bass, which are great eating, you know?
Yes.
Very good. A lot of people don't realize they're so good. But then we'd go back and run these set poles. Well, the guys got to experience the thrill. The next morning, two of those poles were gone. And they said, what happened? I said, well, they can't go far in this creek.
No.
And Jeff was down there wandering down the creek. He said, "Here's one right here." Boy, that thing was dipping down in the water, Larry.
Oh, my goodness.
And they got to experience the thrill of walking up on a cane pole where that tip is bouncing down into the water. We caught catfish up to about 3.5 pounds, channel cat.
Ow.
You know?
Perfect.
Yeah. So then we had and I took a big old 120-quart cooler and put 20 pounds of ice in it, and when we'd get a string or a fish, we'd just take that electric buggy, go by there and throw them on ice, you know, and we had one fish cleaning the next day, and then a humongous fish fry. Oh, we wish next year we have to have, you have to be there. You got to be there, bud.
I will be. I'll tell you what, it just worked out, you know, y'all kindly invited me to come anyway, but it just worked out where I couldn't be there this year. I'll tell you, I've already pulled out my next year calendar, and I've X'd out the dates that you talked about. So I'm already looking forward to that. That's like the good old days, let me tell you.
When you round a bend in that creek, Larry, and you see that cane pole dancing, I'm going to tell you, it'll bring back some. It's a shame people don't do. I don't know why, but it's not real popular today. Well, fishing with rod and reel is popular, but you can do that and set these cane.
Oh, yes, you can. That's the beauty of it. You really got me thinking. I grew up on a little old creek called Cummins Creek. It runs in the Colorado River, but my granddad, Grandpa Oshmeck, that's the way he fished a lot, you know. And so I'm anxious to try to find some time here. Here a little bit later this summer, even or late spring now, and try to get down to Old Cummins Creek. You inspired me. I found a bunch of old cane poles, or a bunch of cane the other day when I was riding around close to where I live in Brenham, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to cut me, you know, some of those about 6-8 foot long and let them cure a little bit, and I'll be ready to go
hashing
my cane poles myself next year, by God.
Well, we'll have some. Jeff Rice and his wife, Demi, you know, that own the ranch, they got so fired up that there's a dock. You might have seen that old dock. Jeff is rebuilding that dock. And I left the cane poles with him. I said, "Jeff, now when you and Demi are down here by yourself or whatever and you want a fresh mess of fish, you just bait these poles with some cut or minnows, you know, whatever, and run them about every couple hours. I can almost guarantee you'll have all the fish you want." But it was a lot of fun. Now, you've been doing some field testing. The lures, I call it lure, but Texas-raised hunting products. I took one of their canisters out, and I knew what was going to happen. It smelled, oh my, they used the glands from the hog. I don't know how they do it, but it smells just like the wild hog, you know, the hogs. But I put that out, and my gosh, they tore it up. I'm going to use some for a hunting situation hopefully later this week. But you've been using, testing out some of their Texas-raised hunting products, right?
I have. We have wild hogs on my brother's place, which adjoins mine. I very seldom do I get hogs over on my place. Don't understand why, but he's been trapping them, and we just about got them to where they would not come to corn anymore in those traps. And I put one of those little canisters inside that trap, and guess what? We caught hogs. And I mean, it's some of the same ones that I'm sure have just totally avoided that area, but it works really well in that respect, just in the trap. Now, I've not had a chance to really get out and put it out. I'll have to tell you, though, they produce another scent that's kind of an attractant for all kinds of predators. And what I've done is I've got three of them out on different places right now with the intention in the next couple of days. Put it out about 2 days ago and with the intention of going in there and it's a horrible smell, quite frankly. It smells like, you know, something that a coyote might eat or would eat. And what I'm hoping to see, or what I'm wanting to see, if those coyotes will come to that area, because I'm going to go back in there, and I think it might make it calling them a little bit easier because it'll locate them in that area a little closer. So we'll see how that works. But based on a couple other guys that have done that I've talked to, they're telling me it works extremely well. But I'll tell you also, one of the other products that I'm really excited about that they have is something called Scent Guard. Now, they've got a Scent Guard without any scent, and a Scent Guard called Scent Guard Plus. I played around with all these things, and here the other day I fried up a whole bunch of fish, and they were a little bit on the oily side. And of course, by the time I got finished, my hands were smelling very much like fish. And I had just the slightest amount on it. Totally went the odor. There was no fish smell at all on it. And we tried some of the other things. I know everybody's got a pair of old boots that they've been wearing, and you know, you didn't get a chance to change socks on when you needed to, and they don't smell too good. And I sprayed a little bit of that inside their shoes, and I mean, there is no odor at all. And that's been days ago now since I did that. So I can't wait to really try this stuff out in a true hunting situation. And I got a feeling I'm a skeptic when it comes to all that. And I know you are too, but I know you've been playing with some things and as well. And I am really, really impressed with their products. It's the first time I've ever felt like there was a product out there that would do away with the human odor in a hunting situation that actually worked and worked all the time.
I'm tickled because these people, it's science-based. I know it is.
It is.
And you being a biologist, you know some stuff that why it is, but it what I've had is I'm looking forward to using it a whole bunch more. And Texas made hunting products, you know,
Texas raised.
I keep saying the made. I want to stick with that. Yeah, Texas raised.
Texas made too, by the way.
They're made in Texas, but yeah, Texas raised. That's it, folks. Texas raised hunting products. And actually, Larry, Jeff, that manages our website on the radio, mm-hmm. he put them on there, so you can click right there and link and learn all about it. Texas
even
raised
better.
Hunting. There's a little icon there, so. We've got that covered. Next time, we're about out of time on. We are out of time on this campfire. But next time, I've ordered a Ruger, what I call old school, semi-auto rifle, from Ruger. It's I don't remember the number of it exactly right. I don't remember it now. But nothing against everybody wants to shoot an AR now, and that's fine. I mean, they're great. I have nothing against an AR. I shot an M16 when I was in the Marine Corps, you know. But I'm just a conventional, traditional rifle guy. I just like – I'm old school. Let's just admit it.
And proud of it.
But yeah, I'm proud of it. But I like a stock, and I like to lay one down where it just feels right to me.
That's
well,
right.
The Ruger makes one. I ordered one in the 5.56. I know that's not the heavy caliber for shooting a running hog at 400 yards, but but that's not what I want to do with it, And but we're going to talk. I want you to talk more about that rifle next time, Larry, and next week's show, because I'll learn some stuff from you. But it should be in the next couple of weeks. We're out of time. Trailing the Hunter's Moon, Larry's and Blake Barnett's TV show. You got to watch it if you haven't. Larry, if you got anything to add, please do. But
well, they can do. They don't have the direct where they can't get Pursuit, they can go to pursuituptv.com. And then also we just started the YouTube channel as well too. That's DSC's Trailing the Hunter's Moon, and they can go there and watch the shows as well too.
You bet. And Dallas Safari Club, as we mentioned in every segment, biggame.org, folks, you can go there and learn all about it. Larry, we're going to be right back here next week, right?
Yes, sir, we will.
Folks, if you're a shooter, I need to hook you up with Hunter Supply. Now, Hunter Supply provides quality cast lead bullets for every facet of the shooting world, from target shooting to hunting. Hunter Supply bullets have been put to the test all over the world. They've taken a Big Five in Africa, as well as a lot of moose and grizzly bear in North America. Single-action cowboy shooters get their bullets from Hunter Supply, as well as air rifle shooters. You can go online to huntersupply.com and check them out. When you make an order, you need to be aware that the shipping is included in the price of the bullets.
Folks, for about the past 18 months, I've been using a Photon XT by Sightmark. It's a night hunting scope, and you can use it during the daytime, too. Absolutely awesome for hunting hogs. I probably killed 20 or 25 hogs using the Photon XT, and I shoot hogs at ranges of 100 yards and less. Now, it's not thermal. You won't be shooting 300 or 400 yards with it, but for most of us, and especially for the price, it is awesome. Now, The Photon RT is out now, and it has a camera mode sound on it. For a few hundred bucks more, you can get that model. I am just putting it to work, and so far I really like what I found. But just go to sitemark.com and check them out. Folks, if you're in the market for a new feeder, I want to hook you up with my buddy Carl Harmon that owns Ultramatic Feeders. You can go online to ultramaticfeeders.com or simply give Carl a call, 877-428-4637. Carl makes some awesome feeders. I've got one that I've had in the woods either 9 or 10 years, and all I've had to do is replace the battery about every 3 years on it. Again, that's ultramaticfeeders.com.